Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and AM. Mike Campbell here, and I don't know who this is.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Jada, his wife. I go with him. And this is a wonderful morning to talk about the Word of God. We've been talking about anointed for life. We've been talking about the anointing and how every one of us has an anointing.
I got to have some coffee. All right. So we've been talking about the anointing. Now, I want to go back to something that you pointed out in the beginning. That's John 14. I will pray the Father.
Yes.
And he will give you another comforter. That's all we need to know.
Yeah.
He said, I want to pray to the Father. I will pray to the Father. And then I want to point out John 16, 13, where Jesus said, it's expedient that I go away, for if I go not away, the Paracletos cannot come. So Jesus knew there was one coming who would be just like him and serve the same purpose of teaching and helping us and empowering us to do what he wanted us to do.
And, you know, it says here, another. So another helper, another advocate, another, whatever that other word is. But he says, I will give you, or he will give you another. In other words, a replacement for him. When he goes up into heaven and is seated at the right hand, then the Holy Spirit takes his place to do his work.
That's right.
That his purpose on this earth.
That's exactly right.
Advocate.
Excuse me.
He's our advocate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what we need you to see today is God has anointed you. We showed you that 1 John 2:20. You have an unction from the Holy One, an anointing from God.
Right.
All right. And there were several scriptures we showed you.
We did. Matthew 28, Mark 16.
Okay. Well, those were the ones where he gave us authority to go out and do what he did. So where does that, we've got authority, but where does the empowerment come from? Mm-hmm. So we need to look at some scripture and realize John chapter 4 tells us that when we get born again, I think it's in verse 12 and 13, it says I'm going to get it out in a minute. It says that when we get born again, it becomes a well springing up into everlasting life. He spoke that about the Holy Spirit, because in John chapter 7, you want to look up John 4 and I'll look up John 7.
Okay.
All right. And I want you to get this because, ladies and gentlemen, this is the crux of the gospel. All right. And so Jesus is speaking about what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find what you're looking for?
You're talking about springing up in the everlasting life. Okay. So it says John 4:13. And of course, he's talking to the woman at the well. If you're familiar with that story, and they're talking about water, they're talking about the well, and they're talking about drinking water. And Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, talking about the physical water.
Right.
But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst.
That's right.
But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting.
And water is often used as a type of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of us when we get born again. Then Jesus said over in John 7 and about verse number 33, he said, I shall be with you a little longer. All right. How about that? Just a little longer.
Just a little longer.
And then I go to him who sent me. You will seek me and not find me. And where I am, you cannot come. Talking about at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But then in verse 37, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, if anyone thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart or belly shall flow, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. All right. But this he spake concerning the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given. Because Jesus had not yet gone away. He wasn't glorified.
That's right.
That's what he was talking about in John 16, 13.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was talking about in John 14, 16. Listen, you want me to keep going? John 14, 26. How many more do you want? It's in the Bible. All right. And so Jesus dies now, and then he resurrects from the grave after 3 days, resurrects from the dead. And then he sees all of his disciples. And the last thing he tells him, we're going to go to Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8, honey. Are you there?
I am there.
All right. Acts 1 and 8. This is the last thing he tells them.
It says, it is not for you to know times or seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority. Verse 8. But you shall receive power.
All right. Hold on. Power is ability.
That's right.
It's the ability. You know, when Jesus told us the works that I do, you'll do, and greater works. And when he told us, he said, all authority has been given to me. Now you go and preach. You had to have an empowerment. And this is it. An ability. Not just an ability, but what?
The ability.
A spiritual heavenly ability.
There you go. Spiritual heavenly. Powerful ability.
Woo! Dunamis power.
That's right. But you shall.
Explosive. I'm sorry.
We're done?
Yeah.
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
Now notice, where's he coming?
Upon you.
Where did he come on Jesus? Upon him.
So it's the same anointing.
Guys, this is not rocket science.
That's right. Then it says, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria.
What happens once that Spirit comes upon him? What did it empower him to do?
To
be a witness. In other words, what did Jesus say go do? He said, go be a witness, preach the gospel, lay hands on the sick, cast out devils. Come on.
Come on.
We've got an empowerment from God.
That's right.
And now listen, when he spoke these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. They looked steadfastly toward heaven. So this is right as he's ascending back to heaven off the Mount of Olives. And the next time Jesus comes to earth, ladies and gentlemen, he's stepping out of heaven onto the Mount of Olives, which that mountain's going to split in two. And the Dead Sea is going to be reconnected with the living Mediterranean Sea and come back to life. I want you to know everything the Lord touches comes to life. Hallelujah.
Wow, that's awesome. We kind of jumped in the future.
Though. Yeah, I did. I'm sorry about
that's
that.
Okay. That's okay. But
so let's see the fulfillment of Acts 1:8. It's found in Acts 2, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Now remember, he says you don't have this yet. It's going to come, which is right here in Acts 2.
This is 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus from the grave.
It says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind.
All right, let's stop. Where did it come from?
From heaven.
Who initiated it?
Well, that would have to be God.
Oh, you have an anointing from God.
That's what it says in the word.
Oh, my Lord. This is simple.
Then it says, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them.
Oh, the Holy Spirit sat upon them. The tongues of fire came upon them. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Are we seeing a pattern? The Spirit descended in the form of a dove upon Jesus. We're seeing a pattern.
Verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Oh, man, I loved it. It didn't just sit upon them, but it filled them to overflowing.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know something right now. This is the heavenly empowerment to do what Jesus did here on the earth. The reason we do greater works is because there's so many more of us. There's a host of us. There's billions of us that are born again right here on planet earth. And we're filled with the Spirit. We have an anointing. And I want you to know something right now. That anointing is powerful. It allows us to preach the gospel with the anointing. Listen, if you're speaking and you don't have the anointing of God, you're just like a politician. You're just giving a speech, trying to get people rah-rahed up. But when we speak the words of life. Jesus said, will you leave me? Remember John chapter 6? Mm-hmm. He said, are you going to leave me also? They said, where should we go? For thou hast the words of life. Man, it's flowing. I'm telling you right now, Jesus has the answer for everything that ails humanity, and he uses you and I to get it out to people. He uses your words and your hands, your feet. That's why he said, blessed are the feet of them who bring good news.
Amen. Glory now, if you go back to what Jesus was talking about with the woman of the well, if you want that everlasting, that the rivers of that are just springing up to overflowing, then you want to receive the That's Holy right. Spirit to have that constantly bubbling up inside of you. That's right. Constantly rivers. It's not a stank pond. That's right. It's not a stank pond that is just sitting there, but it is constantly bubbling, constantly flowing. It is moving. It is a moving thing.
Moving.
And you want to be a part of that.
Yes,
you have
do.
An anointing.
Woo, praise God.
Amen.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'll tell you what, I believe we got fired up.
Yeah.
Well, let's pray for the people. Father, thank you for this day. It's a great day. Father, I pray for every person watching this. If they're not filled with the Spirit, I pray you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost and power. I pray the Spirit of God come upon them. I pray they speak in tongues. They stretch forth their hands. They cast out devils. Everything Jesus did, they will do because they're anointed by the Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow
Come on,
it.
Jane.
Make sure that you click your like, share, follow right down there. If you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe now so you can follow what we're doing. We have podcasts all over the place. And check out our website, MikeCampbellMinistry.com. We're heading out to the nations, and we want you to be a part of it.
Hey, it's so good to be with you. God bless for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow. We'll wrap this up on Anointed for Life in PM in the AM.
God bless.